The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on a height that I will point out to you." When they came to the place for which God had told them, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on your boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. And so he went and took the ram and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Again the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did, and not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." The word of the Lord. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed even when I said, "I am greatly afflicted. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones." I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. I will walk in before the Lord in the land of the living. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, brothers and sisters. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? Christ Jesus? It is he who died, or rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus took Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Suddenly looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. And so today we hear about the Transfiguration. But it's interesting that the church puts the Transfiguration along with the story of Abraham. And when we go back to Abraham, the full story isn't there. We hear it another time of the year. But here's Abraham told by God to give everything. his son. Now remember, his son is the son of promise. His son is the promise that God said through Isaac, you're going to be blessed. That's why God gave him Isaac. So now God says, I want you to give up your dream. I want you to give up everything you've loved, your son who you love, and give him to me. Offer him up to me. And Abraham's faith said yes. Now later on, Paul would say the reason Abraham said yes is because his faith in God knew that even that God could even bring life out of death. That if God was going to ask him to give up something, God was going to bless him with life. God would not abandon him. And so, again, we know the story. We don't hear the fullness of it here. But here, Isaac's coming up. Again, tradition holds he's about 33 years old. Again, tradition holds he's carrying up the cross, the piece of wood on his back, and he's carrying the fire. And he says, Father, here is the wood. Here is the fire. Where is the lamb? And Abraham says, God himself will provide the lamb. Huh? So we've heard this. We know this. And so then when he goes to offer everything, when he makes that act of complete generosity against everything, God stops him and God blesses him. And again, with the New Testament, we know that the way this happens is God looks at Abraham and says, Abraham, don't you give your son to prove your love for me. Abraham, I will give my son to prove my love for you. And that's why when God the Father, when he's preparing Jesus for the crucifixion, he tells everybody, this is my beloved son. Just so you know, when he dies soon, I gave up my son for you. And so even when we go back to the Romans where it says, if God is for us, he did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. So God is so, so, so generous with us to save us. So the first thing we got to be is just grateful. No matter how your life is going today, no matter how bad it is, no matter how good it is, there's always something to be grateful for because God gave up his son so you and I could live forever. There's always something. That's always something. And everything else is going bad. But God gave up his son that I could live forever. And then tell your face. But then secondly, don't be afraid to be generous with God and others. Again, when people come and I say, if you take care of the poor, and they say, I try, I'm just thinking, you don't get it. You do as God commands. You give them the 10% off the top. You do it. I can't afford it, Father. You can. You don't worry about anything except doing God's will. You just do it. And don't give it to the church. I don't care who you give it to. Just give it back to God. And when God, you do that, you are saying, God, I trust you. That even though I have given what I got, that you, Almighty God, will bless me. And isn't it amazing? When Abraham takes the promise and he trusts the Father and he's willing to give up everything, God the Father blesses him so abundantly. I just completely believe that most people do not receive the blessings of God because they're not faithful to God and they're not generous with God. They always put themselves first. Can I do this? Can I do that? What will happen? Da, da, da. And it's a focus of the life on yourself and what you can do instead of on God and what he can do. We can never outgive God in generosity. Ever. If you and I start thinking, boy, what I do for God and what he does for me, excuse me, he will always outdo you in generosity. If you trust him, if you believe in him, if you believe in his promises, if you stop being stingy, if you stop putting yourself first, if you live a life of total surrender to God, he will bless you totally. He gave up everything to save you and me. And when we give up everything for love of him, the blessings pour in. So today, on the second Sunday of Lent, we have choices. We can focus on ourselves and what we can do and what we can't do. Or we can believe in God, have faith in God, be generous with God, obey God, And when we obey him, the blessings come forward abundantly. So let's do that individually. Let's do that as a parish. Let's do that as a community. Let us take God at his word, always obey him, trusting that he will always be more generous with us than we could ever be with him or one another. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Oh, we'll see. May each of you know his love today and forever.